Thank you for those who were waiting. We're going to get back underway. If people could take a seat, thanks. Okay, the panel has come to decisions on all three items, which I will in numerical order go to. So in relation to item one, 19A Little Street, Camden, the decision of the panel is to refuse the application consistent with the recommended reasons for refusal in the assessment report. As a matter of course, the local panels have to give reasons for refusal. In the case of a recommendation for refusal, we already have the reasons there, so we don't have to come up with new ones, but we in making the decision, they are the reasons given by the panel. We acknowledge this isn't formally part of the decision, but collectively we acknowledge that there is a new owner, and we respect the things that they put before the panel today, and we would just encourage you to engage with the council, and if there is opportunity is there to perhaps engage with the local community as well to try and address the matters that have been raised by both the council and the community. But that is a matter outside the panel's scope. They are just personal comments or collective comments from the panel in addition to our decision of today. In relation to item two, 85 Richardson Road, Narellan, the childcare centre, the decision of the panel is to approve the application with some minor amendments. And I'll read those out and then I'll go to the reasons for the decision as well. If I can just find my way through the paperwork. It's been brought to the panel's attention that there was condition 1.0 general conditions. Items number 2 and 4 are actually repeat conditions, so administratively item 1 in brackets 4 will be removed and there will be renumbering following that, consequential renumbering. In addition, the three additional conditions that we flagged, I'll read those out. Additional condition regarding an accessible pedestrian access pathway within the site. An accessible pedestrian access pathway compliant with the National Construction Code and Australian Standard 1428 is to be constructed separate to vehicular access and the car parking area and extend along the frontage of the building to provide accessible access to and within the site to the building entry. Details are to be provided with the construction certificate plans and documentation. Second additional condition, which here is 18 but may end up being renumbered as a result of that earlier consequential change. Public domain works, an accessible pathway compliant with Australian Standard 1428 is to be constructed from the existing bus stop within Richardson Road, Narellan, across the entire frontage of 85 Richardson Road, Narellan, ensuring that the pathway does not impact or undermine the existing and proposed street trees. Details are to be shown within the landscaping plan and associated documentation is to be provided with the construction certificate. The third additional condition is to do with landscaping and fencing within the southern portion of the site. The area of the site to the south of the proposed car parking area is to be landscaped and is to contain a combination of white Korea and native rosemary, and the ground cover is to be a combination of Tanaka and Little Jess to be consistent with the landscaping works proposed to the north and western portion of the site. Within the triangular southern portion of the site, water gums are to be planted at 5 metre centres within the space. The fencing along the frontage of the site is to be extended for the full frontage to the southern boundary. and details of all of the above are to be provided within a revised landscape plan to accompany the construction certificate. Now, we'll just add that the panel did consider the query raised by on behalf of the applicant regarding the necessity for a grease arrester. Having looked at the wording of the conditions of a consent and having had the council officers advise the panel during the adjournment that it is actually a Sydney Water requirement, potential requirement as to whether a grease arrester is required or not, and that their understanding, that the council officers' understanding, is that that requirement would be determined by Sydney Water, armed with the knowledge of the nature of the cooking that will occur within the premises, that the panel's comfortable with the conditions as they are at the moment, because they allow for that flexibility, and ultimately it's a matter that the applicant will need to determine with Sydney Water in any event. Ultimately, the reasons for making the decision, including those amendments and two conditions and the additional conditions, the reasons for the determination are: one, the proposed development will provide a childcare facility that will help meet the demands in the Camden local government area. Two, the proposed development, subject to the recommended conditions as amended, is consistent with the objectives of the applicable environmental planning instruments, being state environmental planning policy, in brackets, educational establishments and childcare facilities, close brackets, 2017. State environmental planning policy number 55, remediation of land. Deemed state environmental planning policy number 20, Hawkesbury Nepean River and Camden local environmental plan 2010. Three, the proposed development is subject to the recommended conditions as amended, consistent with the objectives of the applicable development control plan, being the Camden Development Control Plan 2011. Four, the proposed acoustic fence height variation to the Camden DCP 2011 is considered to be acceptable in the particular circumstances of this case, as the variation will not have an unacceptable impact on residential amenity or the surrounding environment. Five, as you can see on the screen there, the proposed side setback variation to the DCP, Camden DCP 2011, is considered to be acceptable in the particular circumstances of this case, as the built form is existing and is not proposed to be exacerbated by the proposal and does not have any unacceptable impacts upon the residential amenity or the surrounding environment. Six, the proposed landscape variation to the Camden DCP 2011 is considered acceptable in the particular circumstances of this case, as the existing car park is to be reused for parking and the existing streetscape along this part of Richardson Road will remain unchanged. Just for clarification, that is to do with the DCP requiring a 2 metre landscape strip along the frontage. So that continues to be a variation, notwithstanding the additional landscaping being required. Seven, subject to the recommended conditions, the proposed development will be provided with adequate services. Eight, the proposed development is considered to be of an appropriate scale and form for the site and the character of the locality. Nine, the proposed development, subject to the recommended conditions, will have no unacceptable adverse impacts upon the natural built environments, including the surrounding residential dwellings. And 10, in consideration of the aforementioned reasons, the proposed development is a suitable and planned use of the site and its approval is within the public interest. So item two is determined by way of approval as outlined. Moving to item three. 30 Bega Street, Gregory Hills, for the construction of two times two-storey dwellings with associated Torrens Title subdivision. The panel has determined to approve that application subject to the recommended conditions of consent, but with some minor amendment to one of the reasons. Firstly, reason one, the proposed development subject to the recommended conditions is consistent with the objectives of the applicable environmental planning instruments, being State Environmental Planning Policy, Sydney Region Growth Centres 2006, State Environmental Planning Policy Building Sustainability Index Basics 2004, deemed State Environmental Planning Policy No. 20, Hawkesbury Nepean River, and Camden Local Environmental Plan 2010. In relation to reason number two, there is a slight amendment to read that the panel has considered and accepted the applicant's written request to vary the minimum lot size development standard under Camden Local Environmental Plan 2010 and considers this acceptable in the particular circumstances of this case due to the anomaly of two environmental planning instruments applying to two different portions of the site. Three, four, five, six, and seven are as outlined on the screen there, because my voice is going to puff out if I keep going. So for those reasons, this application is determined by way of approval, as I said, for the reasons 1 to 7 with the slight amendment to reason number two. There is one further matter that the panel is going to determine today, and that is to do with the adopted procedures of the panel, the operational procedures of the panel, which were adopted at the very first meeting of the panel last month. And that is to do with item 16 of the operational procedures, which at the moment read as such. After hearing all submissions on all applications in public, the panel will close the public meeting for deliberation and determination. The panel minutes, including the determination matters, will be published on Council's website within 48 hours of the panel meeting. Panel, I'm proposing that in the first sentence, rather than the word will, that we amend the operational procedures to say may close the public meeting for deliberation and determination. In that way, it gives the panel the option of, if matters are very, very straightforward and we don't need to retire, then we can make the decision there and then without retiring. So I put that to the panel, that we adopt that amendment to the operational procedures as outlined. All those in favour?
Aye.
Good, that's adopted. Thank you. So in closing today's meeting, I'd like to thank you all for your attendance and your submissions. I'd also like to thank the council officers for their assistance today, showing us the sites, and for their guidance through the consideration of these matters. I'd like to thank the panel members, and I'd also like to thank the support staff for the operation of the panel, the actual public meeting today, and I'll declare the meeting closed. Thank you.